You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. A Republican bill to dismantle the Affordable Care Act is on its way to the Senate. The bill, called the American Health Care Act, proposes major changes to some of the most popular aspects of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. If the bill becomes law, health experts say it could leave millions of Ohioans with pre-existing conditions without guaranteed coverage, and that has many people with chronic illnesses in the Miami Valley worried about the future.
Come on, let's go.
Karen Gardner leads her dachshund Lily across the kitchen floor and out to the backyard for a little walk.
Come on.
Afterwards, in the living room, Gardner says they've become inseparable. The tiny brown dog was a steady presence through her recent battle with cancer.
The last 7 years have truly been pure hell, and she got me through it.
The 47-year-old's cancer is finally in remission, but Gardner worries what may happen if it returns after the Affordable Care Act is repealed. Under the American Health Care Act, states could seek waivers allowing insurance companies to consider health status when deciding the cost of a policy. Analysts say some patients could see premiums rise, and this could mean trouble for Gardner. She's recovering from the cancer but continues to live with a chronic arthritis condition she's had since childhood.
How can you tell me that I can't have insurance when I was born that way? And you're telling me that you're going to penalize me for that?
She's afraid repealing the Affordable Care Act would leave her unable to find or afford coverage again. She already knows what it's like to go without health insurance. When her cancer first took hold, she was uninsured, and she was afraid of medical debt she couldn't repay. So Gardner delayed seeking care until family members finally insisted she go to the hospital.
And they said, you have to admit you. And I said, I can't afford that. He goes, well, you really need to stay. And I said, what, am I going to die? He goes, maybe. I let them run their tests, find out what's wrong. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 2.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a cancer that typically begins in the body's white blood cells. Doctors recommended immediate treatment, but by that time, Gardner was too sick to work and she had no income. Gardner says her family doctor saved her life. He provided chemotherapy free of charge until she could secure disability or Medicaid coverage. In the meantime, she says her medical bills added up.
$300-some thousand.
Gardner remembers what went through her mind when she heard the law required insurance companies to accept people with pre-existing conditions.
It made me sit and cry to think that for the first time in my life that I wasn't ever going to have to go without insurance again.
Numbers show many Americans feel the same way. In a recent poll, half of people surveyed opposed allowing states to opt out of pre-existing condition requirements. Wendy Patton directs the nonprofit research institute Policy Matters Ohio.
Almost 5 million Ohioans in 2009 had some condition that could be considered a pre-existing condition and could make their premiums rise or make them ineligible for coverage.
But Republican 8th District Congressman Warren Davidson says it's just not that simple. People with pre-existing conditions whose insurance lapses for at least 2 months could potentially face higher premiums.
You're potentially going to pay more, but only for that first year. And then in the second year, you didn't have a gap in coverage, so you go back to market-based pricing.
Davidson, who voted for the American Health Care Act, says he's confident the Senate will address what he sees as a need for more competition in the health care marketplace.
We are finding it increasingly unaffordable. And I think the answer to that isn't a subsidized system. I think the answer to that is a competitive system.
There's nobody out there. Go lay down. It's okay. It's all right.
Back in Moraine, Karen Gardner says she sees her experiences navigating the healthcare system after a cancer diagnosis as a cautionary tale. What she's afraid could happen to more Americans if lawmakers weaken the Affordable Care Act's pre-existing condition requirements.
Coming from somebody like me who never thought I would need assistance, it can happen to you. Let me tell you right now, I don't care if you make $1 million the end of the year. Your bills are going to be more than that. And you can lose everything that you have because you were sick.
Gardner was eventually able to get many of her medical bills covered retroactively, but her continued recovery has left her unable to work full time. But things are finally looking up. Gardner started her own pet sitting business and already has a few clients.
And they want you to throw a ball for them and play with them. And for me, it's the perfect job.
Being around the animals, she says, makes her feel normal again. a feeling she lost during her battle with cancer. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.